This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. Policy experts are urging Congress to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits. They're warning that premiums could more than double if there's no action taken. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
Policy experts are calling on Congress to not only extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits, but to address the broader issue of rapidly rising health care costs that threaten to crush hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites. Angela Hanks with the nonprofit Century Foundation says many are now faced with a worsening health care affordability crisis caused by deliberate policy choices in Congress. Legislation passed over the summer would result in up to 15 million people losing Medicaid or health insurance through the Affordable Care Act, with enhanced ACA tax credits set to expire at the end of the year.
We've put that as an average enrollee paying over $1,000 more next year for their health care if Congress takes no action this year.
An analysis from the foundation shows rural counties will be disproportionately affected, with enrollees potentially facing a 28% higher cost increase than those in urban areas. Wisconsin saw a record 18% jump in ACA marketplace enrollment this year, with more than 313,000 people purchasing a plan. Insurance companies have already reported their rates for the next year, projecting an average 18% increase in premiums for ACA plans across the board. That's the largest increase in more than 5 years. This means ACA enrollees face both rising premiums and the potential loss of tax credits that help make insurance affordable. Hanks stresses that healthcare affordability is not a partisan issue, noting that more than 3/4 of Americans want to see the tax credits continue, including 2/3 of Republicans. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Crew loses game 2. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewer Bats shut down again, losing to the Dodgers 5-1 in the National League Championship Series. On Monday night, Milwaukee lost 2-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, if I would have told you that the Dodgers are going to score 7 runs in 2 games, and what was the outcome in the first 2 games, I'd say there's a chance we won one of them, for sure.
The Dodgers starter, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, gave up a home run to Jackson Chourio on the very first pitch of the game, and then became the first player in 8 years to pitch an entire game in the postseason. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
You know, you give up the first pitch of the game, you give up a homer, and then you go out there and then you throw a complete game, was in complete command the entire night.
So the Dodgers go up 2-0 in the best of 7. Game 3 tomorrow night in Los Angeles. NBA. The Bucks losing to the Thunder last night, 116-112. They finished the preseason with a record of 3-1. The Bucks season opener a week from tonight when they host the Washington Wizards. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break. I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome, people. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It is time for Nightlight. It is time for us to come together as a community, as a society, and talk about really fun stuff. Stuff that brings us together, like movies, TV, comedy, music, and the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And Kim Kardashian. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
in just
yeah.
a minute. I cannot.
It's a great
thank
article,
you.
Great read.
Cannot
I'm sure you enjoyed
you
it
enough for sharing that with me. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger working the board tonight. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Yeah. It's
how's it going?
It feels like it is really transitioning now to fall.
Yeah, I agree. But that's okay. It was beautiful today. I woke up early to the sound of jackhammers in the street.
That's always a great way to wake up.
There's always something in my neighborhood going on. They're always fixing a street or digging up my cable line or my electrical line or something, or someone with a chainsaw, with a leaf blower, and it always starts bright and early. But that's okay. It was a gorgeous day. I was glad to be up a little early today, and yeah, fall is upon us, and it's supposed to be a nice week. It's supposed to be warm at least through the weekend, so I can dig that, you know. Did you golf today?
No, I did not.
Right.
But I still got in the gym, so that's an activity. Yeah. That's activity at least.
I got a walk in, and I will say this. I got a brisk 45-minute walk in, and I had a moment where I thought to myself, wow, I'm walking and this is exercise to me. Like when I was your age, young Pete would have been very disappointed in old Pete. Because I was hitting it hard, you know, I was doing the weights and all that kind of stuff. And no, I take a walk now. That's my workout.
No matter what age you are, you know, getting steps in is really important.
Absolutely. I don't mean to denigrate people that walk because I'm one of them, but I'm like, I kind of have a bad knee. I'm not going to run on pavement anymore. I just think it's stupid. Extra cycles bore the living daylights out of me. A treadmill, I can't do it. Yeah. I got to put a podcast on a walk. And that's the only way I can tolerate cardiovascular activity. When I was volunteering, I was in a middle school and I was running the stairs there, and that was great. I would go there at night when no one was there, just run stairs for 40 minutes. That was one of the best workouts I ever had. And weirdly enough, it was not like high impact on your knees, because when you go up, you're not really coming down hard. Then I would take my time going down, walk the hall, come back, do it again. That I miss. I almost, maybe I'll start volunteering again so they give me a fob to get into school so I can run stairs. Other than that, honestly, like what cardiovascular workout excites you?
None of them.
None?
Yeah, then that I really only do a treadmill for a little bit to warm up.
Yeah.
And then I just like, yeah, I'm not going.
I do that thing you do, though, with the weights. I don't take any time in between, so I get a good 30-minute workout. But I would love to like play Frisbee Ultimate again or a game. Like that's a fun exercise, you know. Time goes by quickly.
Yeah. I guess I do shoot some hoops sometimes before a workout to get a warm up in, instead of walking on the treadmill or something like that, because just playing basketball is way more exciting than walking on the treadmill.
get a couple dunks in. I hear you. A couple whirly birds. Well,
yeah, they have to lower the hoop for me first.
7-footer. I know there were times in my life when all I wanted to do was go out and shoot hoops, and I could do it for an hour. And now I could still do it. Like, why wouldn't I still do that? I don't know what happens to people. I guess I got a radio show, and this takes up quite a bit of my time. So I don't have as much time to shoot hoops as a middle-aged man.
You need to get one for your garage, you know?
Yeah, we need one of those Nerf hoops in here.
Yeah, so you could shoot your paper at it.
Yeah, I could use, I need a little work on my set shot. Hey, we got a fun show tonight, folks. Recently, this was kind of a drag. MTV announced no more music channels, no more music videos, which was a little bit disappointing. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I stopped watching MTV eons ago. I don't know if people still watch it. I think now everybody's on the go. Nobody sits on their couch and watches a music video anymore, right?
No, I mean, I'll watch it on YouTube if I like the artist.
Right. Yeah, same. And so my buddy Mike Siegel told me about this. He said, yeah, it's done. No more music videos. And I said, well, we got to talk about that. Because Mike was actually a VJ on VH1 for like 2 or 3 years. So he lived that kind of cool lifestyle of the VJ lifestyle. So Mike will come on here tonight at 6:35. We'll talk about MTV, our favorite videos. You guys can get in on that conversation. You can comment, as you know, on anything we're talking about throughout the course of the show at 855-752-4842. Be part of the conversation. Mike will be here at 6:35. He also hosts a great podcast called Travel Tales. He loves to travel. He's been all over the world. He was in Des Moines, Iowa, Conrad.
And that's pretty exciting.
Have you been?
Have I been? I have not.
Okay. So Mike will be here at 6:35. Then our pal Tim Sowers drops by at 7:35 to tell us what's coming up at the Overture Center. And Tim always has great takes on TV shows. He's a very, he's kind of a cinephile and a small screenophile too. He likes his TV and movies as well as the live shows. So we'll talk to Tim about that at 7:35. Always fun. But I think tonight, I think we're going to get a good response on our question of the night. So I think we should get that. This is the Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Who is your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day, folks. And even if it wasn't National Grouch Day, I would still ask this question. I love this question. I love grouches. They're funny. They say funny things when they're in bad moods. I'm one of them at times. Conrad can attest to that. So who's your favorite grouch? Help us celebrate National Grouch Day and let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can drop us a stream comment if you're watching the radio on YouTube, X, or Facebook. Or you can text us on the app. Let us know who your favorite grouch is. This is a fun one. We got a lot of good social media responses. I'll read those shortly. All right, dude. Let's get this out of the way, too. The Brewers, down 0-2 at home.
Oh,
they have to win. Now they got to win 2 out of 3.
It's just...
is it 2-3-2? We talked about this last night. I couldn't remember.
It's 2-3-2, yeah.
Okay. So they got... Now, listen. Here's the thing. Here's what I would say to Brewer fans. You guys took over the regular season with a really long win streak. Like, they're certainly capable to get hot enough and take 2 out of 3
yes.
from the Dodgers. And they did that already. Didn't they sweep the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium?
They swept the Dodgers in the regular season.
Okay.
But that's regular season.
Right. Okay. But
the Dodgers are just so hot right now. Like,
yeah.
Everything they do just completely outplayed us in every single aspect of the game.
Really?
It's
I didn't see any of the game last night. I was working on other stuff, but I was kind of following it.
Well,
I was like, oh man, this
their pitcher, he did a complete game.
Did he? He went the distance?
He played all 9 innings, yeah.
Boy, that's kind of rare now, isn't it?
I think he had like three or four hits.
Whoa. Wow, that's nuts.
Yeah, I mean, just, it was like watching paint dry last night, pretty much. The Brewers just kept grounding out.
Yikes.
And our Freddie was pitched really well, and then the bullpen came and kind of made it worse. And
so he'll pitch again.
Hopefully Freddie can.
The Dodgers will pitch again. Ideally, you know, if you can get past their ace and then win one more game, Anything can happen if it comes back.
The thing is we're trying to get to that bullpen.
Yeah.
The Dodger bullpen. Because, I mean, in the first game, we saw they went to the bullpen and we had runners in scoring position before Bryce Durang struck out. But it's really hard to get past those starting pitchers. That they're really good for the Dodgers.
Yeah. And they're the defending champ. They've been there, too. I think that means something. Like, when you get in the playoffs,
They've been there many times.
True. So, hang in there, crew fans. When is the tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow.
And then they do three in a row in L.A.?
They might. I don't know if they do three in a row. They might take one day off, but yeah. I believe it's back-to-back game three and game four. So.
Okay. Let's let's pivot. And talk about Kim Kardashian. Speaking of L.A. Speaking of L.A. and the worst it has to offer. So you saw this article. You sent it to me. It's a new line of underpants.
Yep.
And they have their thongs with fake pubic hair.
Yeah.
So now the trend was like, get rid of the hair or groom it. Now they just want it like wildfire. And these thongs, Conrad, in this picture, there's like bushy hair coming out on the side. How is that a look? Someone wants that look?
It's weird.
They should, yeah. I don't know. This is really strange.
I don't know what the Martin, you know, the team behind that yeah. design was thinking.
See, if I brought that up, I'd be fired immediately. All right, that's great, Pete. Thanks. Here's your 2 weeks. Available in 12 faux hair and thong color variations with straight and curly textures. The thongs are currently sold out. What's the matter with society? Kim Kardashian puts it out there, and you know there's a certain amount of people that are going to buy it.
Yeah. What color are you going to go with?
Well, it says, with this iconic new panty, your carpet can be whatever color you want it to be.
So you can go with like a purple?
I've always wanted to be a redhead down below. I don't. This is so weird.
The carpet the carpet can match whatever color you want.
Whatever color your drapes are. No, this is how bored we are as a society. Like, you know, there's a much easier way to have hair down there.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Like people are at home. Oh, that's brilliant.
I didn't see the price for those, but I'm guessing they're not cheap either.
I bought a six pack. It was pretty, it was reasonable.
200?
They throw in a Sydney Sweeney bar of soap.
Nice.
Oh my gosh. This is terrible. I just don't like her. And there's very few people, and at least some people I'll go, I don't like them, but like Mark Wahlberg, we talked about him the other day. I said, I never need to see another Mark Wahlberg movie.
By the way.
Yeah.
He's doing another sequel.
To which horrible franchise?
Apple released a movie last year around this time called Family Plan. And there's Family Plan 2. They go to London.
Of course.
And guess who's the bad guy?
John Lithgow.
That would be hilarious.
Who is it?
Jon Snow, Kit Harington.
Oh, really?
Which, the whole... I looked at the comments. I was like, why is Jon Snow in this?
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be in Game of Thrones. I don't get it. But at least I'll say Mark Wahlberg, you know, why London? What? He's got to bring that sassy Boston attitude to London. But this is like, I just don't like her. I don't think she's talented. She's good at marketing.
Yeah, I guess she is.
I don't like her mom. I don't like her stupid brother. I don't like her sisters. I didn't really like her dad.
It's just, you don't like the whole family is what you're saying.
I don't like, no, I don't. And the dad, you knew OJ did it when you saw Kardashian's face. When they announced that verdict, he looked like he was going to faint. He couldn't believe it. So he knew that. Whatever. But you know what, folks? If you want a pair of Kim Kardashian underpants and you don't care what color hair is peeking out of them, go for it. I've got a new Halloween costume as far as I'm concerned. Okay, folks, we are coming back. We're going to read your text, our question of the night. Who's your favorite grouch? Could be me after that last little tirade. We'll share our answers with you, and I've got a really funny clip of my favorite grouch. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. I did not start.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me. I was a little late getting back in the building, I have to admit, because I found two guys to be a part of our Nightlight window fund. Really good dudes. They had soccer shirts on, and they're from overseas. And I said, are you guys soccer players? And they started cracking up. Like, I just don't understand what's so funny about that. Like, they look like soccer players. Did you take the picture?
No, I forgot. No, I'm just kidding.
It's so funny when there's a language barrier. Like, I was like, why are they laughing? Like, I don't know. Maybe I said something. Maybe they heard me talking about Kim Kardashian's underpants. I don't know. All right. So our question of the night, folks, is who's your favorite grouch? It is National Grouch Day. And I think Connor went first last night. I'm going to go first. I changed my answer. I said Walter Matthau because he's funny in everything. And he's really grouchy. He's got that kind of sad sack face. And then Daniel Wheeler, Danny Wheels, posted Frank Costanza, and I changed my answer because I think Estelle Costanza is maybe the funniest person I've ever seen on TV. She plays George's mom. I'm completely blanking on her name. Her name is Estelle. Why can't I think of her name? I'll find it. But anyway, she is my favorite grouch by far and away. And I have a quick clip here. I'd like to play this. We'll do the short one right now, Con. This is Estelle because she yells out because Frank Costanza, George's dad, is selling computers out of their garage. And he offers Lloyd Braun, George's arch rival, and George, whoever wins and sells the most computers. He's trying to compete with IBM. A free water pick. And George's mom does not like that at all. Okay.
You're late again, Costanza, so listen up. Starting tonight, we're having a little sales contest. The loser gets fired. The winner gets a water pick.
You're not giving away our water pick!
doesn't matter.
That, of course, from the famous Serenity Now episode, which is hilarious. One of the funnier later episodes of Seinfeld. Let's play the other one, Con. It's like a minute long. And this is George moving back home because he's lost his job and his life has taken a downturn. It's George, Jerry, and Kramer moving George back to Frank and Estelle's house.
Careful, careful with the suitcases. We just painted.
Hello, Mrs. Costanza.
Hello, Kramer. Close the door.
Well, I got to bring in some more stuff.
More stuff?
Yeah.
How much is there?
There's more.
So, how are you, Jerry?
Fine, Miss Costanza. Hey, I got a terrific joke for you.
Nah, not interested.
No, it's really funny. There's these two
guys... Tell it to the audience. Here, I made some bologna sandwiches.
Bologna? Nobody eats bologna anymore.
What are you talking about? Have a sandwich.
No, thanks.
Stop it. You don't want one, Kramer?
No thanks.
I think you're all a little touched in the head. You're so worried about your health. You're young men.
I really don't eat it.
What am I gonna do with all these sandwiches? Will you take them home? Give them to someone in your building?
I don't know if I feel comfortable handing out bologna sandwiches in the building.
That's so great. She is hilarious. And the one where they, the episode where they do the contest, and she comes home and finds George treating his body like an amusement park, to quote Estelle. And she throws her back out and she's in traction. Is so funny, too. I could have clipped about 10 different things of her clips. But that's my favorite Grouch. How about you, Con?
I got two. One of them's kind of festive because it's getting closer to Halloween. Huh? Have you ever seen the movie Monster House?
No.
It's great. It came out in like 2006, so it was one of my childhood Halloween movies. Kind of scary for a little kid,
okay.
But you know, it was still a good movie. But this guy, his house is like alive pretty much, and he lives in it, and it's played by Steve Buscemi.
Oh, I love Steve Buscemi.
And his name's Nevercracker, but he's like the classic, like, get off my lawn. So him is... up there, and then the other one is Mr. Heckles from Friends.
He's a good Grouch.
And I got a clip of you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. It's some of his good moments. And
No, Mr. Heckles, no one is making any noise up here.
You're disturbing my oboe practice.
You don't play the oboe.
I could play the oboe.
I have to ask you to keep it down.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Eric. I'm going to be Chandler's new roommate.
I'm Chandler's new roommate.
I don't think so.
I could be Chandler's new roommate.
But he told me over the phone.
He told me in person.
Oh, that's weird.
Well, I'm going to go into my new apartment now.
He fakes like he's going into the apartment.
He goes into it, and then Chandler comes out of his room, and
oh yeah,
Mr. Eccles is staying there sorting through his mail.
That's a good one. I love some of these responses are outstanding. Tony Zimmerman of Civic Media says, Pat Kreitlow. Check out Pat's show mornings here at Civic Media, folks, and the very funny Tony Zimmerman. That's great. On the stream, Lil Irv says Archie Bunker. Love Archie Bunker. That's a great one. He also said Clint Eastwood. Lil Irv gave us three, and I think that's Dave. I'm pretty sure that's Dave. But he said Clint Eastwood, and then also Matt Harper, rock rap artist from Green Bay here, also said Clint Eastwood. I never would have put Clint Eastwood in that category, but he is a Grouch. So he's got that squinty look, like he's going to kill someone. And then Dave also said the dad from That 70s Show.
That is Red Foreman.
Yeah.
Love Red Foreman.
And a native, is he a native Wisconsinite? I can't remember.
He might be, yeah.
He might be.
I think
but
so.
We'll, all right, get folks, Kim Kardashian's on. We should have set up a deal with her. We give a discount. We give away a free pair of
hairy
underpants. Mike Siegel, when we come back, folks, we're talking about the death of MTV and music as we know it. At least on MTV. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell
Looking for the game? Find us over the air for sports coverage on Civic Media stations.
Civic Media News, I'm Charlotte Pittman. Some messages say the radical left Democrat shutdown. Others just mention a lapse in funding. Legal experts are warning that some of the messages about the federal government shutdown may violate the Hatch Act. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As Washington continues to bombard the public with political rhetoric about the government shutdown, some law experts argue these messages could be breaking a law put in place to prohibit political sway by the executive branch. The Hatch Act prevents officials from using their authority to politicize the federal workplace, and it ensures nonpartisan administration of government programs. Delaney Marsco with Campaign Legal Center says things like government websites displaying messages that blame one political party for the government shutdown are skirting the line of Hatch Act violations.
Specifically mentioning a political party, kind of targeting a political party, does come a little bit closer to that definition of what political activity is.
About 18,000 federal government employees in Wisconsin could be impacted by the shutdown and potential layoffs. A recent Gallup poll shows only 1 in 3 Americans trust the federal government to act in society's best interests, regardless of political affiliation.
The whole ethics system, from like conflicts of interest law to the Hatch Act, all of that exists to try and create an ecosystem where political coercion doesn't exist.
Marsco says she's concerned about the systemic dismantling of these ethics guardrails, pointing to the firing of inspectors general or threats to defund oversight offices as examples.
The more awareness the public has about the guardrails that are in place, they can hopefully understand that it doesn't have to be this way.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Swift has gotten tons of attention lately, first for having the number one movie and number one album in America, and then for showing up at her first Chiefs game since her engagement to Travis Kelce was announced, making her pretty much the first lady of the Kansas City Chiefs. But if anyone saw the recent Us Weekly, they would know that Taylor's got some stiff competition, as the headline read, "Brittany Mahomes rocks white shirt and denim while kissing Patrick Mahomes at Chiefs game," and you thought it was a slow news week. If you actually take time out to read the article, she also had a red handbag and let her long blonde locks fall in soft waves. Damn, I've been trying to break that story for weeks. But if you thought that was juicy, Us Weekly recapped two of Britney's Instagram posts. That's right, folks. In America, you have the option of reading about social media posts a couple days later as opposed to reading them hot off the send button. And if all that fails, you can listen to someone make fun of the posts and the article in my Hollywood Beats. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend. And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
All right, let's dance. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you with me tonight as we celebrate Wednesday night like every damn night in life should be celebrated. I hope you're having a great night. And if you're not, I hope we're helping make it a great night talking about some of the things that are so much fun in life to talk about. Movies, TV, comedy, all kinds of fun stuff happening here tonight. Tim Sowers will be here at 7:35 talking about upcoming events at the Overture Center in Madison. I cannot wait to talk to Tim, too, because he's got two really cool shows coming up. And, you know, not once has he offered me free tickets, Conrad.
That's kind of weird.
What is it? I mean, I thought we were friends, right? Tim and I get along.
Yeah, I think so.
Does he say stuff about me after he hangs up or after I leave the studio?
He says he can smell you through the stream.
Whatever. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Tim will be here at 7:35 right now. Also, and our question of the night is, who is your favorite grouch? It's National Grouch Day. We've got some great answers. We'll get to your texts soon. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a very good friend of mine back to Nightlight. He's one of our frequent flyers. He's a comedian, a TV host, and the host of the Travel Tales podcast and a former VH1 VJ, which is perfect for what we're talking about tonight. Mike Siegel joins me over the phone. Hey, buddy.
Hi, Pete. I'm glad to hear you're celebrating Wednesday, as I do every Wednesday.
Listen, every day is a gift, Mike. Whether you're wearing Kim Kardashian's new underwear with the fake hair in it or not. Do you have a pair?
I have not, but I know what's going to stuff my stocking for Christmas.
Now, they're thongs, Mike, but you can wear them backwards, too, if you want the hair part on the back. That works just fine. I know. Isn't that terrible? That's what they're selling. It comes with hair bursting out from the – it's just
– I got to add it to the Kardashians, though, man. You talk about geniuses in marketing. To turn that nothing wealthy, unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I think I knew what you said there, that lack of talent into an empire. Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. If I could only take my lack of talent and monetize it that much.
You need to make a sex tape, I think.
Yeah.
A new one, I should say.
Attaboy.
Hey, so first of all, happy belated birthday, Mike. I understand
you
had a birthday yesterday. Yeah.
Yes.
You went out and celebrated. How did that go?
It was nice. Very low-key this year. Just a little dinner and then some cocktails with friends. And, this is how old I'm getting, Pete. It was like 7 o'clock. Dinner at 5, drinks at 7.
Home by 9.
Yeah. I would have thought that was the lamest thing in my 20s, but now it's fantastic.
And curl up with a good book after a night of dinner.
Oh, that's buddy.
Come on.
Big fan of the happy hour these days. Big fan of happy hour.
I sent you a text message yesterday. I don't know if you remember this. After I had moved back to Wisconsin, I went back and I stayed with you for a while because I was, I don't know, doing some stuff or whatever and pitching something. And so I was with you for like a solid week or two or whatever it was. And we went out one night and you overdid it. And I don't think you realized how hard you were hitting it. And I was watching TV and your bedroom was kind of off to the right. And I see you like trying to put on sweatpants or something. You're like hopping one way, then you're hopping back the other way. And I'm like, are you okay, buddy? And you go, man, I am effing hammered. Like you actually said that out loud. It was so funny.
I was not wrong.
Good stuff. The putting on sweatpants turned into an athletic event. It was very funny.
Oh, no. That's bad.
Hey, do you have a favorite grouch, Mike?
A grouch?
Yeah, it's National Grouch Day. That's our question tonight. I said Mrs. Costanza and Walter Matthau. I kind of had a tie.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Conrad.
Matthau was one of those guys. And somebody posted like a Walter Matthau in high school photograph, like his high school yearbook photo. It's just like, you couldn't believe it because that guy was never young. You know, that's
right.
Somebody, when you think of someone who was born at 50, that's Matthau.
He looked like a sad sack when he was born.
Right? You just can't picture him as a young guy.
It's like, it kind of reminds me of Larry Reeb, the comedian.
Yeah.
You know, he used to do these jokes and then he would tag him with, that's a tip from your Uncle Lair. And I remember seeing him when I was like 20 and I'm like, this guy's like 60. No, he was like 28. Like,
right.
He just always had that older guy look, you know?
Yeah, some guys are just born old looking.
Yeah.
Old look. Steve Martin, because he went gray.
Yeah.
Early. Steve Martin looked the same for 40 years.
Exactly.
Now he looks pretty good for a guy who's like almost, you know, pushing 80
yeah.
or whatever he is.
No, he looks great.
I have a favorite grouch. I don't know. I mean, Oscar's the classic, but
sure.
A good grouch. Boy, that's a boy, you caught me off guard.
How about Red Fox, Mike? He was a good one.
Oh, dummy.
Big dummy.
Come on, you big dummy.
Love Red Fox.
Man, I would like to see you pull off a Sanford and Son joke today of what you could get away with.
Oh, man.
Sir,
no
I will
kidding.
Stick your face in dough and make me some gorilla cookies.
I couldn't believe they said that back then.
I
mean, I saw that as a kid, and I'm like, oh, man, I think that was pretty mean. it's terrible. Hey, so this is great having you here because you know, I was running some topics by you and you mentioned that MTV stopped their music programming and video playing and they don't play music videos anymore, which is crazy.
Yeah. I think it mostly is about the UK and Europe.
Okay.
But they had all these side channels like MTV 80s, MTV 90s, MTV hip hop that was still running over there. And it's all gone. I think the main MTV channel will still be running here, but I mean, there's no music on it. I mean, it's all like literally ridiculousness all day long.
God, those shows are so bad.
Yeah, it's such cheap programming that. But I guess it's all their audience is gone. I mean, it hasn't been about music for 20 years. But,
right.
But yeah, it was weird to see it because it was such a huge part of our lives. You know, you and I are the same age. And I remember when it came out, I sat there for hours at friends' houses. We just stared at it for hours. It
totally.
Was crazy.
I left a wedding that a friend of mine's older sister got married, and me and like two friends left to go watch the Thriller video because it had premiered.
Yeah.
And so I had recorded it. We were one of the first families with a VCR.
Oh, hey, Rockefeller.
And one of the last families to get rid of it, Mike. So we went back and we watched it like three times. Like MTV was everything back then. And just like you said, when you said that today, I said, oh, that's terrible. And I go, well, you haven't watched videos in 30 years. That's probably part of the problem, you know.
Yeah, nobody watches it anymore. So you can't be that surprised. And I think a lot of people went, wait a minute, it's still on somewhere?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you have kids? I don't, but you have kids in their, you know, 20s or whatever. Do they watch TV at all?
Well, not only typically with me, they will. If I'll say, hey, let's watch something. But, yeah, they're on their phones, I would say, for the most part. My son really likes movies, so he watches movies. But mostly it's the phone, as it is with me. I mean, I still watch TV, but I'm on my phone a lot, too, you know.
I'm surprised they still make music videos at all. I mean, what's in it for the band now? I mean, except... You know, it does go on YouTube and TikTok, I guess, and, you know, social medias, but that's pretty much it. I mean, there's just no market for it. I mean, I was in that, when I was at VH1, it was 97. And even then, music videos were the lowest rated part of the day.
Oh,
so
really?
So they buried us. Oh, yeah, they buried us, like, Monday through Friday from, like, 9 to 11 in the morning, so... Housewives on treadmills would watch me. And I know that because a lot of my former classmates were housewives on treadmills at that time. And they would write me, hey,
oh,
I saw you on TV.
Funny. Let's talk about that. Like, what kind of gig was that for you? I mean, when you got it, you must have felt great. I mean, you probably worked with people you grew up watching. And so that must have been a
thrill.
Yeah.
It was everybody's, you know... Growing up in the 80s, it was a dream to be a VJ. You think that it's like, oh, my God, they get to meet all the rock stars. They get to have all this fun. They go all over the place. That was it.
Yeah.
And by the time I got to New York, I mean, I was in my late 20s. And even then, I was probably too old for MTV.
Yeah.
But VH1, you know, that was I got the audition. And I was always kind of like a rock kind of music nerd. and they had me sit down. I remember the audition. They had me sit down in a room, and just there was a pile of music magazines like Rolling Stone and Spin and all these magazines. And they just had me leaf through it and just kind of riff on everything I saw.
Oh, wow.
And that was it. They were like, yeah, we love that. And then I got to the set when I got the gig and thought I could do that. And they're like, yeah, you don't want to make fun of Mariah Carey because, you know, they might... the record company might pull the videos, so we can't. They're like, and that was like TV 101. You're going, oh, you guys are just a marketing arm of the
right
station. You know, it's just, oh, got it.
Did you?
So that was weird.
Did you get to meet any? Like, I remember Mark Goodman, Martha Quinn, Kurt Loder. Were any of those people around? Wasn't VH1 in the same building as MTV for a while?
It was all Viacom at that point and at the same headquarters, but we shot at a different studio.
Okay.
That was right around the time they started TRL, which kind of took off, and Carson Daly.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had just were building this studio above Times Square, and we had an old studio. It was like 59th and 11th. It was way off nowhere. I think now they shoot the Daily Show there. At the time, yeah. There was like us, you know, us doing the reads, and then RuPaul had a show, and boy, seeing him the first time, that was, or her, I don't know, but seeing them the first time is intimidating, because he's like 6'6", on his
seriously?
Own, and then with the wig and the heels, it's like 7 foot of drag queen coming down the hallway, it's like, hi, how you doing? Like, whoa, I mean, this is like, there you are. You're not going to miss that guy. But, yeah, it was a weird time. And the last meeting I went to, they were presenting their fall lineup, and they were so excited, VH1, about this new show, Behind the Music, that was coming out.
Oh, that was a great series.
Which really took off, and that kind of, like, put the network kind of back on the map. Because they were, like, MTV's older sibling, you know? It was just kind of more easier rock, and there was no, like, hip-hop on it. And,
My guest is Mike Siegel. He is a former VH1 VJ. We're talking about the death of music on MTV, at least in some markets, so to speak. And Mike, do you ever get people that would come up to you and say, what do you do while the video's on?
Yeah.
You just got to sit there and watch it.
Yeah, we're not watching it live. Right. You know that, right? We take these, we throw to it, and then we go to the next read. It's just like, yeah, they didn't figure it out.
Like
it was I had friends that when I worked at HGTV, people would ask me about shows like House Hunters.
Yeah.
And I had friends who worked on that, and they really think like you sit there through the whole house buying process for months while they decide and close through escrow. And it's like, no.
Oh, that's it's so like they've funny.
And when I tell them, and not to blow the lid off it for anybody listening, they've already bought the house, folks. And, we got 3 days to shoot. You go, you find two comps, and the people pretend they're not walking through their own house and going, the closets are a little small. You know?
That is hilarious. That's like when I was a kid, and I used to think when I listened to WLS on the radio station, they were like pointing to a band, here's the Bay City Rollers, and the guy points and they start playing. Like I thought they were all in the studio, you know. Mike Siegel is here, folks. We're going to do a very quick break, and we'll come back and talk about our favorite videos. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Day one.
the hardest day, the day you hear,
"This is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Matt-Narrett.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book mm-hmm. instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The John and Gordy Show.
Charles Atlas. Wasn't that on the back of the comics?
Yeah,
books?
It was always on the back of the comics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Atlas, the guy who got sand kicked in his face and he worked out and started beating up all the other strongmen on the beach? And, you know, at the time, there weren't a lot of people that were in that kind of shape. Guys didn't have six packs. I think they were proud just to have a kind of a smooth stomach.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me tonight. AJ from the 608 says, "Hey, Pete and Conrad, my heart says Oscar the Grouch. My head says Deborah from Everyone Loves Raymond." Never really watched it. Okay. But that's, what is her name? Doris something or other, right?
Not sure. Yeah. I just thought of a new one, though, actually.
All right. Lay it on me.
Terry Crews in Everybody Hates Chris.
He's a grouch. Tony the Trucker from the 608 says he all, I'm sorry, I missed his first text. Says, "Walter Matthau has played many grouches, but William Frawley as Fred Mertz wins my vote. I Love Lucy show." Wow. Nice, Tony. Awesome stuff. Mike Siegel is with us, folks. Former VH1 VJ, host of the Travel Tales podcast, and renowned TV host of many TV programs, and a very funny comedian. Mike, where are you headed tonight, Mike? Did we lose Mike? Oh, are you there?
Are we here?
Now we got you.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. I am headed to Venice for an event, really. So,
okay.
A Travel Tales event, actually.
Oh, very cool.
Kind of a meeting of travel folks. So I go to these every so often for kind of a, like a, you know, meet and greet and kind of get to know people.
Yeah.
I find a lot of guests there and stuff for the travel podcast, which I've been doing for 14 years now.
Wow.
But Pete, I just thought of a grouch. I just thought of a great grouch.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Danny DeVito in Taxi.
Oh, yeah.
Louis De Palma.
Nardo.
He was basically up in that cage, which is basically Oscar's can. You know,
oh, yeah. That's hilarious. That's a great one. Mike, so let's talk about what were some of your favorite videos? Like, there's so many iconic videos. Which ones did you like when they came out, like in the 80s and early 90s?
I remember that, like, when I first saw it, it was so early 80s. I went to a friend's house in a different town, and we didn't have cable in my town yet. So when we saw it, I just remember one of the first ones I saw was Don't Pay the Ferryman by Chris DeBerg.
Oh, wow.
I think Total Eclipse of the Heart. And yeah. And it seemed like every other one was either Rod Stewart or Pat Benatar.
Right. That's great.
Those. But I did love, I just thought, you know, I wasn't a Duran Duran fan, but you got to hand it to them. It's like they saw the medium and they jumped on it. Like they knew it was like built for them. You know what I mean?
We
have a thing. And I've grown to like them more. I've seen them in concert a couple times and they're great. They're great. And they have a lot more hits than you think.
Oh, absolutely. And they built on their kind of library, so to speak, like Ordinary World, and some of these later hits were just great. And their videos, like Rio was great. Hungry Like the Wolf was fun. I was kind of with you. I didn't love them when they first came out, but they're the real deal. I enjoyed that. I loved A-ha's video, Take On Me, Dire Straits, Peter Gabriel.
That So album, you know, Sledgehammer was like groundbreaking stuff. And all these great directors grew out of those things. You're basically making a 3-minute sizzle reel of your talent. You know, it was kind of perfect.
Yeah, great point. Did you like U2 videos? I loved With or Without You, even though it wasn't like as flashy as some of the videos. I just thought it was such a great song, and I love the images they put to it, you know?
Yeah, and I love the Where the Streets Have No Name, when they're playing on a rooftop in downtown L.A.
Oh, yeah,
and it was
awesome.
Very Beatles-like, and they got shut down.
That was very so Beatles-like. Great. I forgot about that one, yeah.
Yeah, but it was so funny because I remember, like, we had to do a countdown every day on VH1. And, again, there was no rhyme or reason to it. They just picked 10 songs that were hot in the charts and the record companies wanted to push. And it was the same, I think, for 3 months. So I was there for 13 weeks, and I think I played the same, you know, dozen songs almost every day. It was crazy.
What a fun
gig.
And
there's only so many times. There's only so many times you can throw to, and here's Hanson with mbop. I must have said mbop 800 times and felt like an idiot each time going mbop.
You, this is interesting, Mike. You were actually a VJ. I played a VJ in a pilot shot at VH1. I don't know if you remember that with Jim Gaffigan. You were dating a girl who worked at VH1 at the time and cast me. And so I got to be kind of a pretend VJ, but I got a behind-the-scenes look at just how hard you guys worked.
Yeah. It's brain surgery, Pete. It was brain surgery.
I'm sure it was a great gig. That's so great. What do you... You've always been a music guy. You always have been. You had mentioned a band I had never heard of. Are you actively on the lookout for new music, or do you just kind of find it in your circles? What's your music fandom at right now? Where are you?
You know what? I'm in my 50s now, so I'm seeing a lot of
what?
I'm also on that tour of seeing, like, you know, we got to see these guys before they die. Kind of thing. You know, I went and saw AC/DC. You know, just kind of bucket list thing, guys I've never seen.
Right.
And, you know, it's really just Angus Young and Brian Johnson and a few other guys that, you know, hired guns, basically.
Right.
So that's the whole band now. And it's just, I mean, it was good, but these guys are old, man. They're old.
There's like one Pip left, and he's touring. It's just the Pip.
Right. I mean, at some point, you're a tribute act. You know what I mean? If there's nobody original in the band, I mean, come on.
Exactly.
But I do feel bad now that I just haven't been keeping up on new music. And I envy those guys that do, because it takes work and real effort. And they need the help. You know, there's no way to make money in music anymore other than touring. And, you know, touring and selling our merch. So it's really, really hard. It was always hard as a musician, but now to make money is brutal.
Absolutely.
It's really, really hard.
Hey,
so,
Mike,
and the concerts are so expensive.
Yeah, for sure. Can we keep you for a couple minutes past the news? I want to ask you what you're watching.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, with Act Two. Mike Siegel is here, former VJ, host of the Travel Tales podcast and many other TV shows. We're going to break here for the news and intermission, and we will be back. Tim Sowers is here at 7:35. Let us know who your favorite grouch is. That's tonight's question. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their communities dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here.